Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, being brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.
We are talking with satisfied Detter customers, and with me is...
This is Bob Sweeney, Rod.
Now, Bob, how many cars have you bought at Detter Motor Company?
We've lived here 22 years. I'm going to say probably 9 or 10 vehicles from them.
Okay, with Detter's being our hometown dealer here, tell people why they should shop our hometown dealer.
Well, I think it's always vital, whether you're supporting the local teams or the local businesses, it's always great to buy local. At number one, you know, and they'll look you in the eye and give you a fair deal, and they'll stand behind their product.
Okay, how come you keep going back to Detter Motor Company?
Well, number one, I grew up in a hometown business, and so I always like to support local businesses. And we started buying cars from Detter's and like the service and people and the quality of the vehicles we bought, and they stand behind them, so we've continued to do business with them over the years.
Starting off with high school sports from over the weekend, some district baseball being played on Saturday, and a game we had for you here on the radio. Atlantic got behind early, and Denison continued to put runners on to beat the Trojans 15-2 in five innings in a Class 3A District 15 semifinal. After rain moved the game back to Saturday, Denison looked ready and was aggressive early, swinging at several first pitches. The Monarchs put up three runs in the top of the first inning, with Jade Magnuson providing the first of his big hits with a two-run triple. Atlantic answered with two runs of their own in the bottom of the first as Mason Gergen singled and eventually scored on a wild pitch, and Chase Molnix hit an RBI single, but that was as close as the Trojans would get, as Denison scored one in the second, three more in the third, and blew the game wide open in the fourth, sending 14 men to the plate and scoring eight runs. Magnuson's three-run homer was the big blow. Molnix was the starter and loser for Atlantic, throwing 2 2/3 innings, giving up seven runs, four earned, six hits, striking out two and walking three. Coach Gaylord Schelling said his pitcher was constantly in the zone and Denison was ready.
As a pitcher, you get discouraged because you're not getting outs. And we have a chance to get outs, we make an error, you know. It'll foul a pitch off. I mean, take nothing away from Denison. They hit the ball extremely well. Don, Coach Lyons' team was, they got going early and then they got the momentum. And baseball's a kind of a momentum game, you know. And you got confidence in hitting and then everything starts falling in place. And it did for them. And everything that we could do, defensively, we couldn't do. We make an error. And I told Nate that expands an inning. And, you know, it gives them another out. So you just can't do that.
The Monarchs scored their 15 runs on 11 hits, 5 walks, and 3 batters were hit by pitches. Dawson Dorhout pitched all 5 innings for Denison to get the win. He gave up just 2 runs and 4 hits, struck out 4, and walked 2. Atlantic finishes the year 15-13. Denison advances to the district final tonight with a mark of 17-18, and they will take on Harlan, who won the other semifinal there, easily over Carroll, 11-1 in 5 innings of play. And also in a district final in Class 3A tonight, Winterset will take on Glenwood, as Winterset hosts that game, also a 7 o'clock start. Also, in other district finals that were scheduled for Saturday in Class 2A, District 16, Kemper Catholic beat Maple Valley Anthon Otto Charter Oak Ute 5-4. And in District 15, it was Trainer 12-8 over Underwood. In Class 1A district finals, in District 13, it was Nottoway Valley 6-1 over Lennox. District 14, St. Albert beat Essex 14-4 in 6 innings of play. District 15, Cam topped Audubon 7-6. And in District 16, it was Tri-Center 11-1 over Arweva in 6 innings of action. That's a look at your district baseball there from the weekend. So sub-state finals for those smaller classes will be played on Tuesday night. And a couple of those matchups, it'll be Nottoway Valley facing St. Albert and Cam taking on Tri-Center. We plan to bring you that Cam Tri-Center game coming up here tomorrow night. Moving on to Major League Baseball, Mike Matheny has been fired as the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, putting an end to the former Gold Glove catcher's first managerial job during his 7th season. The Cardinals announced Matheny's firing after an 8-2 loss to the Reds on Saturday night, a defeat that dropped St. Louis to 47-46 overall in the season and 7 games back of the National League leading Chicago Cubs. Yesterday, Matt Carpenter and Dexter Fowler each homered to give interim manager Mike Schilt a win in his debut as the Cardinals beat the Reds 6-4. The Cardinals, as we mentioned, fired Matheny late Saturday after that 8-2 loss. Other National League scores yesterday, it was Washington 6-1 over the Mets, Miami 10-5 over Philadelphia, Atlanta beat Arizona 5-1, Pittsburgh 7-6 over Milwaukee in 10 innings, and it was the Cubs 7-4 over San Diego. In interleague action, Colorado beat Seattle 4-3. It was Oakland 6-2 over San Francisco, and the Dodgers beat the Angels 5-3. And over in the American League, Daniel Palka and Yoan Moncada each hit homers, and Lucas Giolito tossed two-hit ball into the seventh inning, lifting the Chicago White Sox to a 10-1 victory over the struggling Kansas City Royals. Moncada was 3-for-3 with a walk and three runs scored a day after leaving a game with a bruised right knee. And they get that win heading into the All-Star break. Other American League scores, it was Baltimore 6-5 over Texas. Boston beat Toronto 5-2. Cleveland 5-2 over the Yankees. Detroit 6-3 over Houston. And it was Minnesota 11-7 over Tampa Bay in 10 innings of play. And they now head to that All-Star break. Home Run Derby scheduled for tonight. In the Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, it was Iowa beating Nashville 2-0, and Memphis topped Omaha 8-0. Those teams play here once again today as they swap sites. Iowa will be at Memphis and Omaha at Nashville. Those are set for 7:05 starts here Central Time. Other Major League Baseball news, Orioles shortstop Manny Machado was removed from Baltimore's game against Texas in the fifth inning, setting off speculation the All-Star had been traded. The exit came shortly after a 26-minute rain delay Sunday left the field at Camden Yards in poor, sloppy condition. Because Machado is expected to be dealt by the last-place Orioles before the July 31st non-waiver trade deadline, Machado hit his 24th home run and walked before his exit. The Chicago Cubs have placed outfielder Albert Almora Jr. on the family medical emergency list and recalled infielder David Bote from AAA Iowa. Bote returns to the majors for his fourth stint in this season. He hit 300 with one homer and nine RBIs in his first 19 games with the Cubs. Almora is hitting 319, third in the NL, going into Sunday with four homers and 28 RBIs. Moving on to other sporting notes, at the World Cup, France is celebrating their second World Cup title after beating Croatia 4-2 in the highest-scoring final since 1966. Dramatic moments in the match included the first own goal and first video-reviewed penalty in a World Cup final. 19-year-old forward Kylian Mbappe scored the fourth goal, becoming just the second teenager to score in a World Cup final. The first was soccer great Pele, who was 17 when he scored twice in Brazil's 5-2 win over Sweden in the 1958 final. The French players received their medals during a downpour that also drenched Russian President Vladimir Putin and the leaders of France and Croatia. Croatia was playing in its first World Cup final. France won the crown on home soil in 1998. At Wimbledon, Novak Djokovic is the Wimbledon champion for the fourth time. Djokovic won his 13th Grand Slam title Sunday by defeating first-time Wimbledon finalist Kevin Anderson 6-2, 6-2, and 7-6. Anderson nearly managed to extend the match, holding five set points to force a fourth set. Djokovic held steady, saving all five of those, and then he was superior in the tiebreaker as he was most of the sun-drenched afternoon. It's Djokovic's first major trophy in more than 2 years. He struggled with a painful right elbow that eventually required surgery, and his losses accumulated. His ranking fell out of the top 20 for the first time in more than a decade. At number 21, Djokovic is the lowest-ranked Wimbledon titleist since Goran Ivanišević in 2001. Also, in other notes here in golf, Michael Kim shot a final round 66 on Sunday to win the John Deere Classic by a record-setting 8 strokes and pick up his first victory on the PGA Tour. Kim, who turned 25 on Saturday, finished at 27 under 257, breaking Steve Stricker's tournament record from 2010 by one shot. He also qualified for next week's British Open at Carnoustie. Bronson Bourgoin, Francesco Marinali, Joel Damien, and Sam Ryder all finished at 19 under there. Also, Vijay Singh birdied the second playoff hole to beat Jeff Maggard and win the Constellation Senior Players Championship on Sunday. Singh knocked in a putt from about 2 feet after a nearly perfect approach on the 18th hole at Exmoor Country Club. And on the LPGA Tour, Thinapa Suvarnapu won her first LPGA Tour event on Sunday, closing with a 6-under 65 and birdieing the first playoff hole to defeat Brinti Lincecum in the Marathon Classic. And Laura Davies went virtually unchallenged in Sunday's final round of the inaugural U.S. Senior Women's Open, claiming the title by 10 strokes over Julie Ingster. And Brandon Stone sank his, to his haunches, collapsed his face, and dropped his putter in despair after coming within inches of being the first player to shoot a round of 59 on the European Tour. It wasn't all bad for the South African golfer. His 10-under 60 secured a four-shot victory at the Scottish Open on Sunday, earning him a third professional title of his career. And former NHL goaltender Ray Emery has drowned in his hometown of Hamilton, Ontario. He was 35 years old. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.